Abortion has been legal in England, Scotland and Wales since the Abortion Act was passed in 1967. At the time, this legislation was one of the most liberal laws regarding abortion in Europe. However, abortion remains illegal in Northern Ireland. Abortion was historically legal under common law in Britain. Under English common law, abortions prior to quickening, when the fetus could first be felt to move by the pregnant woman, were thought to be morally and legally acceptable. Following protests from medical professionals who worried about the dangers of the procedure and that it was regularly carried out by non-medical personnel, abortion was made a crime in 1803, subject to death penalty or exile. It was later regulated in 1837, eliminating the death penalty as a possible punishment, and again in 1861. However, abortion remained illegal under all and any circumstances. These laws did not prevent abortion, but the Abortion Act in 1967 sought to clarify the law. It allowed for legal abortion on a number of grounds, with the added protection of free provision through the National Health Service. Changes to the 1967 Abortion Act were introduced in Parliament through the Human Fertilisation and Embryology Act 1990. The time limits were lowered from 28 weeks to 24 for most cases to reflect improving medical technology. Restrictions were removed for late abortions in cases of risk to life, fetal abnormality, or grave physical and mental injury to the woman. Post-1967, there was, naturally, a rapid increase in the annual number of legal abortions. The rate of increase fell from the early 1970s, and the number actually dipped from 1991 to 95 before rising again. Those aged 20 to 24 are the group with the highest number of abortions per 1,000. Certain sources estimate that one in three women aged 15 to 45 have had an abortion. In 2011, there were 196,082 abortions in England and Wales. More than 90% of abortions were performed at 12 weeks or less, and 1.4% occurred after 20 weeks.